गोपी जना गिरवर धारी। गोपी जना गिरवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन यमुना तीरावन चारी। जमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्ण Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe Jayo Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Prayajkacharya Ashtotar Shat His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Prayajkacharya Ashtotar Shat His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavind Ki Jai Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam namaskrityam naram cheva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttamashloke bhaktir bhavati neshtaki krishnaya vasudevaya devaki nandanaya cha nanda gopa kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. So we welcome all the devotees for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. And we are continuing our discussion from the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter fifth, entitled Lord Rishabhdev's Teachings to His Sons. So we are taking text number 30 and 31, both are prose verses. So, Tatra Tatra Pura Gramakara Khetavata Kharavata Shibra व्रज घोष सार्थ गिरि वनाश्रमादेशु अनुपथम अवानिचार पाशादेय परिभूया मानो मक्षिकाभिर इव वनगजस तर्जना तादा न वमेहेन स्तिवन ग्राव सकृत रज प्रक्षेप पूतिवात द्रुकितस्तद अविगण्यन। जय श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी श्री गौरंग महाप्रभु की जय। एवासत संस्थान एतस्मिन् देहोपलक्षणे सद अपदेशे उभयानुभव सारूपेण स्वमहिमावस्थानि नेन समारोपिताहं मम भीमानत्वाद् अविखंडित मनः पृथ्वीम् एकचरा परिबा भ्रामः। तो वी विल नॉट रिसाइट, वी विल डू फॉर वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। तत्र तत्र हियर एंड देयर पुरा सिटीज ग्राम विलेजेस आकार माइंस खेत एग्रीकल्चर प्लेसेस वात गार्डन्स खरवात विलेजेस इन वैलीज शिब्र मिलिट्री इनकैंपमेंट्स व्रज काउपेंस घोष रेजिडेंशियल प्लेसेस ऑफ कावर्ड मेन सार्थ रेस्टिंग प्लेसेस फॉर पिलग्रिम्स गिरी हिल्स वन फॉरेस्ट्स आश्रम इन द रेजिडेंशियल प्लेसेस ऑफ हर्मिट्स आदिशु एंड सो ऑन। अनुपथम एज ही पास थ्रू अवनिचर अपसदेय by undesirable elements, wicked persons, paribhuyamanah, being surrounded, makshikabihi, by flies, eva, like, vanagajah, an elephant coming from the forest, tarjana, by threshed, tadana, beating, Avamehana, passing urine on the body. Sthivana, spitting on the body. Gravasakrit, stones and stool. Rajah, dust. Prakshepaha, throwing. Putivataha, passing air over the body. Durukteha, and by bad words, that, aviganyan, without caring about, eva, thus, asat samsthane, habitat not fit for a gentleman, etesmin, in this, deha uplakshane, in the shape of the material body, sat updeshe, called real, ubhaya anubhava sarupena, by understanding the proper situation of the body and the soul, swamahima, in his personal glory, avasthanena, by being situated, asamropita aham, mama abhimanatvat, from not accepting the misconception of I and mine, avikhandita manaha, undisturbed in mind, prithvim, all over the world, ekacharaha, alone, paribhramaha, he wondered. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान्त स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. ऋषभ देव बिगैन टू टूर थ्रू सिटीज विलेजेस माइन्स कंट्री साइड्स वैलीज गार्डन्स मिलिट्री कैंप्स काउपेन्स द होम्स ऑफ काहर्ड मेन ट्रांजियंट होटल्स हिल्स फॉरेस्ट एंड हर्मिटेज. Wherever he traveled, all bad elements surrounded him, just as flies surround the body of an elephant coming from a forest. He was always being threatened, beaten, urinated upon, and spat upon. Sometimes people threw stones, stool, and dust at him, and sometimes people passed foul air before him. Thus people called him many bad names and gave him a great deal of trouble. But he did not care about this, for he understood that the body is simply meant for such an end. He was situated on the spiritual platform, and being in his spiritual glory, he did not care for all these material insults. In other words, he completely understood that matter and spirit are separate. And he had no bodily conception. Thus, without being angry at anyone, he walked through the whole world alone. Purport. Narottam Das Thakur says, Deha Smriti Nahi Yara Samsara Bandhana Kaha Tara. When a person fully realizes that the material body and the world are temporary, he is not concerned with pain and pleasures of the body. Shri Krishna advises in Bhagavad Gita 2.14, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna shukha dukkhada agama apayino nityas tam stitikshvasva bharata. O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearances in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer season. They arise from sense perception, O Saikan of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. As far as Rishabhdev is concerned, it has already been explained, Idam Shariram Mama Durvibhavyam. He did not at all possess a material body, and therefore he was tolerant of all the trouble offered to him by the bad elements in society. Consequently, he could tolerate people's throwing stool and dust upon him and beating him. His body was transcendental and consequently did not at all suffer pain. He was always situated in his spiritual bliss, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.61. Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayam sarva bhutani Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all the living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Since the Lord, Prabhupada writes in the last paragraph, is situated in everyone's heart, he is in the heart of hogs and dogs also. If hogs and dogs in this material world live in filthy places, one should not think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature also lives in a filthy place. Although the Lord Rishabhdev was maltreated by the bad elements of the world, he was not at all affected. Therefore, it is stated here, Sva Mahima Avasthanena. He was situated in His own glory. He was never saddened due to being insulted in the many ways described above. We'll start by offering prayers to the Acharyas. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता श्रीराधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुन्नंगायते गिरिम यत्कृपः तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं हरे कृष्ण सो यू वेलकम श्याम प्यारे प्रभु एंड हरि गुरु प्रभु फॉर टुडे श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एंड ऑल द अदर डिवोटीज सो वी आर having this discussion for few weeks on the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev, and it is getting concluded, the whole pastime of Lord Rishabhdev is getting concluded here. And the journey has been quite appropriate, where we have seen the glory of Rishabhdev, how magnanimous, how worthy ruler he is. He's an incarnation of the Lord, and he has got worthy sons also. And he has imparted such beautiful teachings, which Prabhupada would very often quote in his lectures, and which talk about Bhagavad Dharma, the purpose of human form of life, which is to do tapasya. Then he mentions the importance of taking association, mahat sevam dwaram iha mukte. If you want to go for vimukti, mukti, then you have to serve the great personalities. And if one engages in association of worldly minded people, then one will get attached more and more, engrossed more and more in this world. And further, what is the responsibility of a leader? How he should be, whether it's a mother or a father or a king, he should not take responsibility of leadership for anyone except he or she can deliver the dependent from the material world. So very beautiful teachings have been given. But sometimes, so Rishabhdev's, the whole pastime is very beautiful because he is not only just speaking those things. Now in his life, after he abandons and just makes sure that the kingdom is taken care by his sons, he just leaves the place. So people don't know his glory, and how when he passes through various places, he comes out of the jungle, people meet him or reciprocate with him with very odd ways. So if somebody does like this to us, we'll be so agitated. If somebody does even 1% of this, 0.1% of this, we'll be agitated. But it's mentioned here, people were throwing stones upon him, not just stones, stool, passing urine, spitting upon him. They were passing foul air upon him, etc., etc. So this is a very important principle Prabhupada is talking about. He was situated on the spiritual platform, and being in his spiritual glory, he did not care for all these insults. So unless a person is situated in his spiritual platform, he will get agitated by the workings of this material world. Like just day before yesterday, on Saturday, I went for one program, and at the end of the program, one boy came to me and he was saying, "Prabhuji, can I ask you a question?" So I said, "Yes." So he said, "How to deal with people who you help so much, but still they create nuisance for you, or they create problem for you. You do so much for them, but still they kind of drag you down, they find faults, or they kind of do something which will harm you. How to deal with such situations? We have done so much, we are so much eager to help, but on the contrary, the reciprocation is so negative. So how to deal with that?" So the thing which came to my mind was, which we discussed, in this world, expecting that kind of behavior is normal. So one should understand, the material world means you expect that kind of behavior only. That people will reciprocate harshly, people will reciprocate for their own self-pleasure. Whatever suits them, they will do that, regardless of what or how the other person feels. And if you find someone who is dealing very nicely, reciprocating, then you should think that is something beautiful. Otherwise, natural or common thing is for people to behave the way the world does, which is to treat you harshly. And that is the common platform. So if we have that understanding, then we will not be perturbed if somebody deals or handles us roughly. Then we'll be so happy if somebody deals us very nicely, we'll be so grateful. But if somebody deals with us in a very negative spirit, in a very condescending way, or whatever ways, we will be okay because we are expecting it. So in this world, our expectations govern our mentality or how we react. So here, the very beautiful point which is mentioned is that Rishabhdev knew this is, like the statement it's made here, actually Prabhupada is writing a purportic translation also. So Prabhupada is saying, he did not care about this, for he understood that the body is simply meant for such an end. So if one has this understanding, this conviction, that this body is meant to be deteriorated, it has to be, it will go through so many issues, so many birth, death, old age, disease, in essence, but how that old age, disease, death will come in various forms, the perturb, the pains which will be accompanying this body will come in various ways, either arranged through our mind, through our body, through other people, adi bhautik, adi devik, adhyatmik, kleshas. So one, if he has that understanding, so when those situations, when those pains come in the life, he'll not be perturbed because he's ready for it. He understands this is what the body's end is supposed to be. So that is the situation of Rishabhdev. So that is a very important critical factor. Prabhupada quotes from Narottam Das Thakur, "Dehi smriti nahi yaar, dehi smriti nahi yaar." One who does not have association of this body or does not think of this body as oneself, samsara bandhana kaha tar. He does not have samsara bandhan. So samsara bandhan is because of our mentality of deha smriti, always thinking of oneself as this body. So one will not be concerned with pain and pleasures of this body. So in this world, when we start with anything लीव असाइड स्पिरिचुअल थिंग्स, इफ वी वॉन्ट टू कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट एनी थिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड फॉर एनी वन और फॉर द वर्ल्ड इन जनरल, वी हैव टू कम टू द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ rising above our bodily pains and pleasure, pains and pleasure. If we don't rise, then we cannot do anything good for anyone. So even to do anything good for others or for the society or upliftment of the people in general, one has to go rise above the pleasure and pain of body. What to speak of spirituality? Spirituality's foundation, as in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna starts with speaking, as Prabhupada is also quoting, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya. So the verse preceding Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya is Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhirastatra na muhiyati. So Lord Krishna is telling Dehi nosmin yatha dehe. Oneself, he is residing in this body. Dehi nosmin yatha dehe. How one can know? Kaumaram yovanam jara, from the childhood's body to the youthful body to the old age body. The person remains the same, but the body is changing. So there is something which is consistent and something which is changing. So what is that consistent? That is the soul. But what is changing is the body. So even within the body, even within this life, the body is changing, but the person remains the same. Tatha dehantara praptir. Similarly, after the deha anta, after the end of the body, he will get another body. Dhiras tatra na muhyati. One who is sober, one who is dhir purush, he is not bewildered by this change. And the very next verse is, after understanding this fact, that one is not the body, one is soul, the very next verse is, you will have to tolerate. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna shukha dukhada agama apaino nityas tamstitikshvasva bharata. So after understanding, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. What is the next course of action? The next course of action is, whatever pains, pleasures, it's like the sometimes it is summer, like we are now in summer season. After some time, rainy season will come. After that, winter season will come. And again, summer season will come. So it's cyclic in nature. So sometimes there will be summer, sometimes there will be winter, and again there will be summer. So similarly, there will be sometimes pleasure and sometimes pain. And again, the pains will not last, the pleasure will not last. It will again be cyclic. So what one has to do, after understanding that one is not this body, one has to titikshava, he has to tolerate. So that is, so tolerate, tolerate factor or the ability to tolerate will come, or one will have to exercise after understanding that I am not this body, I am something different from this body. Body is going to meet an end. It is not permanent. It is not stable. It is changing. It will have deterioration and it will meet an end. So when body faces such challenges, one is ready for it. So that is the theme. And so first thing is, one, after understanding the nature of the body and the destination of this body, he has to tolerate. He does not become angry at others. So when I was reading this, I was reminded of the pastime of Chitraketu Maharaj. So Chitraketu Maharaj, he is a great devotee of Lord Sankarsana. And he is residing in Vidyadhara planets. And he has an ability to travel freely in the whole material realm on his aeroplane. And once, in his travels, he comes upon Kailash to meet his godbrother, a friend, Lord Shiva. So it's mentioned, and he kind of इट्स मेंशनड इन द वर्स श्री शुक उवाच एवं शप्तश्चित्रकेतुर विमानात् अवरूयस प्रसादयाम आस सतिम मूर्धना नाम्रेन भारत. सो वंस अपॉन अ टाइम एवं शप्तश्चित्रकेतुर विमानात् अवरूयस ही काइंड ऑफ जोकिंगली सॉ लॉर्ड शिवा इज गिविंग अ डिस्कोर्स. ही ऑब्जर्व दिस that Lord Shiva is giving a discourse and he is talking about the importance of Brahmacharya or of the falling, how this material world, there is this attraction. And Mother Parvati is sitting on the lap of Lord Shiva. And he kind of is amused to seeing this scene that Mother Parvati is sitting on Lord Shiva's lap and still he is talking about how material energy is so powerful. So he kind of, in a friendly way, smiles. And Mother Parvati sees and she becomes angry. She thinks, "Are, all the great personalities worship Lord Shiva. How come you have got the right to accuse Lord Shiva?" And she curses that you become a demon because you have got demonic mentality. So evam shaptas. She curses Chitraketur, Vimanad Avaruyasa. So after hearing the curse, Chitraketu Maharaj gets down from his Vimana, Prasadayam Asasatim, and he starts praying and begging with folded hands. Murdhna Namrena Bharata Bharata. So after getting curse, he is not becoming agitated. He is not becoming angry. The most common reaction is if somebody does something bad to me, which I feel, especially even if I've done something wrong, still I'll get angry at the other. Why he is chastising me or why he is getting angry at me. Especially in cases where one has full conviction that I have done no wrong. Like Chitraketu Maharaj had shastrically and convincingly this argument that I have not done wrong, but still, Murdhana, he comes down, Namrena, with Namra Bhav. He comes down with bowed head and first of all, bows down to Mother Parvati. And what does he say? Prati Grinnami Te Shapam Atmano Anjali Nambike Devir Martya Yat Proktam Purva Dishtim Hitasyatat. Prati ghrenami te shapam. I accept. First thing he says is, "Oh my dear mother, I accept prati ghrenami. I accept this curse. Te shapam. Atmano anjali ambike." So he, with folded hands, ambike. Ambike is referring to Mother Parvati. With folded hands he said, "Oh my dear mother, I accept the curse which you have instilled upon me. Devir martya yat proktam. This body is anyways bound for martya. It is bound for destruction. So no problem. Purva dishtim hi tasya tat. So according to one's purva dishtim, purva karma, purva destiny, one will reap the results. So why should I get angry or affected?" And then he says, "Guna pravaha etesmin kasha pokana anugraha. Ka swargo narko kova kim sukham dukham evava." So he's saying, guna pravaha etesmin. In this world, guna pravaha, the three modes of material nature, sattva, raja and tama, they are always pravaha, they are always moving. Guna pravaha etesmin. Ka shapo ka kona anugraha. What is a curse and what is a blessing? What is shapa and what is anugraha? It is all within this realm of material modes, within related to this body, which is meant for martyaha, it is meant for destruction. So one may feel, "Oh, I have received blessing for this body. Oh, I am so rich. I am so privileged. I have so many resources at my end. So I am anugraha. This is anugraha on me." But Chitraketu Maharaj is saying, "Oh, this is all related to the body. And it is all due to the functioning of the modes. So what is this blessing? It will end with body. And what is shapa? Oh, somebody is poor, somebody has some you know, disease, etc. But that will also end with the body. So both of them are related to the body and they will end with the body. Ka swargo narko kava. So one may say, okay, in this life, I get some pleasure, anugraha, or I get some pain, shapa. But what about next life? Oh, in next life also you may get narka or you may get swarga. But that is also temporary. Narka also, it is temporary. It will remain for some time. Our existence in narka will remain for some time and our existence in swarga remain for some time. And again, the positions will change. Kim sukham dukham eva va. What is sukham? What is dukham? It is all relative. Because material world is relative. Everything in this world is relative. One who has, for example, why we say in this world everything is relative. One who is, suppose for example, one who is a millionaire and he has earnings of 1,000,000 rupees in this year. Next year he has earning of, from million he comes down to maybe what, lakhs or thousands. And then he says, oh, I am so poor. I am in loss. Because last year he was millionaire, now he is in thousands. So he is at loss. And person, he was earning 100 rupees. And he now earns 1,000 rupees. So he will say, I am such big gain. But he is still earning much less than what the other person is earning. But he is feeling, I am so happy, I have gained. And this person, he is earning so much, he is saying, I am in loss. So what is this loss, happiness, distress? It's all relative. It's just relative to our current position. And then again, it will get changed in very, very, near future. So this is how Chitraketu Maharaj responds to a provoking situation. He is grateful and he accepts. Why? Because he understands, I am not this body. This body is supposed to meet such an end. So one who has conviction, understanding of spiritual reality and material reality, he doesn't get confused, perturbed when something harsh, unexpected befalls on this body. Nobody expects to die. Nobody expects to get, like in case of Rishabhdev here, to be treated so harshly. Harshly means the extent of harshness. Being thrown stool at, urinated upon, spat upon. This will be like somebody will get heart attack. Just Prabhupada tells the story of in one of the purports, he tells that Prabhupada, during the freedom movement of India, there was this gentleman. He was a very rich person in Calcutta. And being inspired by Gandhi's movement, he gave up everything and joined Gandhi's movement, the non-cooperation movement. But he could not survive for long. Within few months, he left body. Because he was used to such kind of opulence that he could not survive. So one may have a very high aspiration or hope, but if he is not grounded in a proper foundation that I am not this body, it's very difficult. On the contrary, Prabhupada gives the example of the Goswamis, the Roop and Sanatan. They were also very rich. They were also prime minister. They were also under the Nawab Hussain Shah. But they were able to give everything up and stay very meagerly. They were staying under trees and different tree every day. But still they were happily situated. So unless one is grounded in this spiritual foundation that this body is meant to have such an end, he cannot continue. So Chitraketu Maharaj says like this, that everything is controlled by influence of material nature, yet one thinks himself the doer of everything. So this is made by the illusory energy of the Lord. So one time, sometimes one is cursed, sometimes one is favored. But this is all temporary. This is all related to the body. So in this way, he begs and he says, "Oh mother, actually I did not intend to say anything wrong against Lord Shiva, but even if you felt wronged, I beg forgiveness." One may have some intention, but the other person may perceive it in another way. So he says, even I did not have this intention, but you perceive that intention. So I beg forgiveness for my wrong and I accept the curse, and then he leaves. And after he leaves, Shivji becomes ecstatic. He says, "Shri Rudra Uvacha, Drishtvati Asi Shushroni Harer Adbhuta Karmana Mahatmyam Bhritya Bhrityanam Nisprihanam Mahatmanam." So Lord Shiva, Prabhupada writes, quoting Vishnachakri Thakur in the purport, Lord Shiva is telling to Mother Parvati, "Drishtvati Asi Shushroni." Shushroni means, "Oh beautiful one." So he's telling to Mother Parvati, to his wife, "My dear Parvati, you are very beautiful in your bodily features." So Lord Shiva is praising. So somebody may feel he's praising her wife Parvati. She's so beautiful. But he says, "Certainly you are glorious, but I do not think that you can compete with the beauty and glory of devotees." So he's saying, Chitraketu Maharaj defeated you in your beauty. You are very beautiful. You are the source of the material nature. Material nature is so beautiful. It can attract anyone and everyone. But you have been defeated by a devotee. Why? Harer Adbhuta Karmana. Because Hari, Lord Hari, has very beautiful actions. Adbhuta Karmana. Mahatmyam Bhritya Bhrityanam. So those who are devotees of Lord Hari, Bhritya Bhrityanam, Nisprihanam Mahatmanam. So you showed your power by cursing Chitraketu. But on the contrary, Chitraketu, by humbly accepting the curse, he has become more beautiful. He has become more glorious. He has become more powerful. So he has defeated you in your beauty. So you are definitely beautiful, but the devotees of the Lord are more beautiful. Lord Shiva continued, "The Supreme Lord is always exalted in his activities, and here is another example of his wonderful influence upon King Chitraketu, his devotee. Just see, although you cursed the king, he was not at all afraid or sorry. Rather, he offered respect to you, called you mother, and accepted your curse." So Chitraketu Maharaj did not just tolerate the curse, he happily accepted the curse. There is a big difference in tolerating and happily accepting. Tolerating is with, one can tolerate with a grudge also. "Oh, he should not have done, she should not have done like that. But what to do? I'll just tolerate." It is said that Vaishnav is Titikshava, so let me also tolerate. So that is one way of doing. Another way is what Chitraketu Maharaj is doing. He is happily accepting, not tolerating. He is happily accepting. And he is saying, "You are my mother. And you know what is best for me." Because mother knows what is best for the child. So mother sometimes beats the child, sometimes corrects the child, and sometimes loves the child. But both are considered love of mother. It's not when mother beats or corrects the child, it's not that she is angry with the child. She is showing her love to the child by beating, and she is showing her love to the child by embracing or showing love. So he sees, "Oh mother, you have actually, I happily accept it." And he addresses Lord Shiva Singh as mother. "This is an excellence of a devotee. By mildly tolerating your curse, he has certainly excelled the glory of your beauty and your power to curse him." So you are powerful by cursing him. But it's mentioned, Lord Shiva himself says, that Chitraketu Maharaj had the power to counter curse Lord Mother Parvati. He was so powerful. He was devotee. He was equal to Lord Shiva. He could have counter cursed. So another factor is, in this world, when we are meek, we are no one, so we have to tolerate. But when we have power, we can do something against it. Still one can remain humble. That is greatness. Like in Bhagavad Gita, in 11th chapter, in the Virat Rup Darshan, Lord Krishna tells to Arjuna, Nimitta Matram Bhava Savya Sachi. Hey Arjun, hey Savya Sachi, you remain Nimitta Matra. So these words are very powerful. Lord is telling you are Savya Sachi. Savya Sachi means one who is very expert in archery, in throwing arrows. So you are Savya Sachi, but still remain Nimitta Matram. So for somebody, like sometimes if I am told something to do, I gratefully accept because I feel I don't know only how to do it. So better somebody guide me and then I can do. But if I feel I know how to do it and I know better than others and I am proclaimed that I am the best in this field, like Arjuna is proclaimed, he is Savya Sachi. But Krishna is saying you remain Nimitta Matra. So it is a great endeavor that you are proclaimed to be the best in that field. You are Savya Sachi. But Krishna is telling you still act as Nimitta Matram. So that is real surrender. That is real Sharanagati. Where one has all the attributes of being expert, being the knower of everything, but still you remain humble, you remain Nimitta Matra. So here, Chitraketu Maharaj had all the powers to counter curse. Even Parikshit Maharaj, when he gets cursed by the Brahmana, Sringi, it's mentioned that he had more ability to cancel the curse or retract the curse, but he did not do it because he saw it is the play of Lord Krishna or the intervention of Lord Krishna. So he remained Nimitta Matram. Let us go ahead with the plan of the Lord. So here Chitraketu Maharaj also stayed with the plan of the Lord. It's easier said than done. Very difficult to practice in one's own life. But these great personalities, Chitraketu Maharaj, Lord Rishabh Dev, Parikshit Maharaj are showing on where, what is the goal we are aspiring for. And then Lord Shiva says, I can impartially judge that this devotee Chitraketu has defeated you and your excellence simply by becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. So in this world, one wants to become very excellent. Like yesterday I was having another conversation with another devotee and he was saying, Prabhuji, I feel I can do much more, but I am very lazy. I don't give my 100%. So please help me how I can become more focused, or please give tips on how I can improve, give my 100%. So here Prabhupada is giving the tip. So if you want to be excellent, simply by becoming a pure devotee of the Lord, you excel. So if one has the identity of being the servant of the Supreme Lord, my identity is that I am the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. That identity will make you excel at all times, in all areas. Why? Because the motive is to please the unlimited Supreme Lord. So however much you do is less only, because he is unlimited. There is unlimited scope of doing service. So however much you do, there is always a scope of improving, contributing more, excelling. And that is real excellence. In this world, whatever identities we may take, oh, I am best in my field. Oh, I have started a new company. I am the first, like there is this CPO, what is that? Young Presidents Association, YPO. YPO, there is Young Presidents Association, where those who are presidents of company in below 30 years or something, so there is an, so they have that privilege or identity. I am of that league. So whatever identities one may have, but that after achieving that identity, what next? You may become the young president. You may become a millionaire. You may become such and such PhD, this and that. But what next? That identity will last not forever. It will change. Somebody else will excel you. Somebody else will become even younger president than you. Somebody else will earn 1 million rupees before you. So your identity is lost. This world, the identity is very temporary, but being a servant of the Lord, that identity is permanent, and that, as Prabhupada is saying, will help one excel simply by becoming devotee of the Lord. That is the highest excellence. And whatever one does, he can perform the best of actions. And then Lord Shiva says, Narayana para sarve na kutaschanna bhibhyati swarga pavarga narkeshu api tulyartha darshana. So he's saying, Narayana para sarve, one who is Narayana para, one who is devotee, Narayana para, one who is para, who is devoted to Lord Narayan, na kutaschanna bhibhyati, he doesn't get afraid or he doesn't get happy. Swarga apavarga narkeshu, whether it's swarga, he goes to higher planetary systems to enjoy material pleasures, apavarga, he gets liberated, or narka, he gets pains. Swarga apavarga narkeshu api tulyartha darshanam, he sees it as same, whether swarga, whether liberation or narka. Why? Because his main concern is whether I am able to serve my beloved Lord. So the pleasure of a devotee is in service. So whether it's in swarga, it's in narka, or it's liberation, it doesn't matter. Because the focus is different. Focus is not the material planes and pleasure. The focus is how I can serve my beloved Lord. And Prabhupada says, can distinguish between matter and spirit, and does not become angry at others if one has such mentality. And he can be in this world but still be alone on spiritual quest. So he was situated in his own glory. So in this world, one who is spiritually grounded, one has understanding, I am not this body, I am spirit. So one can be situated in his own glory. So there is a great dynamism which plays between socializing and being situated in oneself, alone. So in spiritual circles, people are very much afraid. In outside circles, people are very much afraid. They don't want to be lonely. Loneliness is considered a fear in the heart. If I become lonely, what will I do? How will I survive? What will happen to me? Loneliness creates fear in the heart. So everybody wants some kind of relationship, some kind of some person who hears me, who understands me. So, but in spiritual circles, loneliness also is not treated as something fearful. It is an opportunity to connect with my intimate beloved Lord. So one, here it's mentioned that he walked through the whole world alone, Rishabhdev. So one may say, alone, it is so dangerous. Something may happen. Nobody will even get to know what happened to me. If I am in pain, who can I call out to? Who will give me medicine? Who will assist me? So loneliness, alone, being alone is a fearful situation. But here, a devotee can remain alone. Actually, the finer detail is, devotee can be in spiritual circle in association, but he has to be alone, spending intimate time with his beloved Lord. If he doesn't do that, then he may be in spiritual circle, but he is not able to connect with Lord. He is not, basically absorption. That is what absorption is. When we say in devotional service, one has to be absorbed. So what is absorption mean? So absorption means spending, being alone with Krishna, being able to intimately connect with the beloved Lord. So we be able to be alone, be happily be alone in serving, remembering Krishna. That is the beauty of spiritual life. So here Rishabhdev is showing that also through his example. And 31st verse also I was supposed to take, but time is, so I'll just read. So there's a great contrast also in 31st verse. It says in the translation, Lord Rishabhdev's hands, feet and chest were long. His shoulders, face and limbs were all very delicate and systematically proportioned. His mouth was beautifully decorated with his natural smile, and he appeared all the more lovely with his reddish eyes, spread wide like the petals of a newly grown lotus flower, covered with dew in the early morning. The irises of his eyes were so pleasing that they removed all the troubles of everyone who saw him. His forehead, ears, neck, nose, and all his other features were very beautiful. His gentle smile always made his face beautiful, so much so that even attracted the hearts of married women. So, in contrast, we saw just now in the previous verse, it's mentioned people are throwing stones at him, stool at him, urinated at him, spitting upon him. And in this verse, it's mentioned he is having a spiritual potency. So he's so beautiful. All the bodily limbs are beautifully formed. They are so attractive. But again, further down it says, it was as though they had been pierced by arrows of Cupid. About his head was abundance of curly matted brown hair. His hair was disheveled because his body was dirty and not taken care of. He appeared as if he was haunted by a ghost. So he's so beautiful. He's so pleasing to look at. He's so spiritually emanating such energy. But still, he is in his own world. He's not caring about his body. So the dirt is all over body. So it appeared as if he's been haunted by a ghost. He is so beautiful, but he is in his own world. He's not seeing or taking care of his body. And in the purport, Prabhupada says, although Lord Rishabhdev's body was very much neglected, his transcendental features were so attracted that even married women were attracted to him. His beauty and dirtiness combined to make his bodily beautiful body appear as though it were haunted by a ghost. So it will go in a big discussion. So I'll end here only. So thank you very much. So today we discussed on three important principles. How, if one is situated in the proper understanding of the transient nature or of this body and the eternal nature of this soul, so one can tolerate. And then we saw the example of Chitraketu Maharaj. He just not tolerated, but he excelled by happily, gratefully accepting Mother Parvati's curse. And Lord Shiva then tells that he has defeated you in beauty, and that is the excellence one can achieve by becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. Second part is of being alone. A devotee is not afraid of being alone. Actually, he feels that is the time to get absorbed in connecting with Krishna. And third factor, which is coming in the next verse, which is even though his body is so beautiful, but he is not concerned whether he is beautiful or not. He is concerned with focusing on spiritual endeavors. So that is how we saw that is the greatness of great personalities like Rishabhdev, Chitraketu Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj. So we'll end here. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnavind ki jai.